Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as usual, as always, thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for supporting the show, listening, sharing with your friends and with family. Just thank you. I'm feeling so overwhelmed today because this month is the month of anniversaries. It's been 4 years since I started Reality Spirituality, and just like this life, audience, like I always like to talk about, is nothing stays the same. Everything is growing. You're different. I'm different. And that's just the way the world works. Just shift experiences, shift different experiences. I want to share something. I'm going to go to my callers in a couple of minutes. Hang in there, people in the queue. I'll get to you. But the topic today, I wanted to talk about solutions and how some solutions, well, quite frankly, the majority of the solutions are pretty simple. Solutions are simple. It's really having the courage. Well, I don't want to use that word courage, or wanting to expose what needs to be addressed. That is the hard part. Wanting the exposure or allowing the exposure to be seen. The things for me, the things that, okay, I know I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to look at that so soon, or I'll get to that in a minute, or is it really that big of an issue, universe? But reality, all the solutions that I found in my life to experience more happiness and more contentment are simple. And one of the solutions that is a universal solution is silence, is just being quiet. Now, I'm not just talking about sitting and meditating and having a moment or 2 moments throughout your day by yourself in silence. I'm talking about being quiet in the middle of a storm. I'm talking about being quiet in the middle of this noisy, stimulating world. How to? Can you? Is it possible to be quiet and go within, even while you're surrounded with a 4th of July fireworks? Let's say that. And I wanted to share a story that just happened yesterday. You know, the show Reality Spirituality. And this is something that I've been challenged with for a lot of different reasons. I teach a water aerobic class every Saturday morning. And I've been teaching this class for, in fact, this is my 5th year. So for almost 5 years. And what's happened, because I've changed, let's just say this, in the beginning, how I used to teach classes is all of my classes needed. You could not talk in my class. Everyone had to have respect. You had to be quiet so you could hear my cues, so you could listen to what I'm saying, so what's going to come next. I ran a tight ship. And over the years, I've realized that one of the things I cannot do, or one of the things that subtracts from my happiness, is trying to control anyone or anything else that's outside of me. So over the years, what's happened in this class is that the women, it's a majority women, sometimes there's a couple, two or three men, but I managed to chase them out. Excuse me, did I say that out loud? Anyway, back to the story. And so what has happened over the years is by me allowing people to be themselves, whether that means talking throughout the whole entire class, that's what's happened. And now in my fifth year, it's a class when I get in the pool, because I get in the pool with everyone. It's so loud, the conversation, because there's so many different conversations going. There's usually about 30 to 40 people in the class, sometimes less. But when the conversations start going, it's very difficult to yell, especially I'm outside, to yell instructions or cues or encouragement over people talking. Excuse me for a second. Okay, a little H2O helped. Over people talking. So the last couple of weeks, what I've done, what a quote solution that I've tried, that I've experimented with, is to go in a corner of the pool. It's a huge pool. Go in a corner, and just the people that are serious about exercising will make their way towards me, and I vow to just speak no louder than how I'm speaking right now. Because I said I'm not going to yell over other people talking. It's rubbing me the wrong way, okay? So what's happened is my style of teaching has changed. And yesterday was, let's say, not the final, but something happened yesterday when maybe it was the blue moon that came out. I was just so exhausted from trying to teach a few people that wanted to be taught, to noticing other people who were basically talking through the whole, it was a social hour, and to keep some type of calmness and contentment and happiness within myself. And audience, I found myself losing it, losing the calmness that I talk about, that I practice. But only for a second. So what I did was, I forgot this part. Not only were my students talking in the class, but the lifeguard was having a conversation with another lifeguard one lifeguard was in the pool taking the class, and the other lifeguard was up on the perch, lifeguard perch, chatting. So that was another conversation. It was ongoing. And then I remembered what sometimes really helps me, and that's what I wanted to share with you. And that is, and I'm going to get to the people in the queue and just give me two more minutes, I promise, two more minutes with this. And that is that I called on the power of silence. I called on the power to just be quiet and be still and be okay with all of the chaos, if you will, with the whole tornado around me. And it took a few deep breaths and a couple minutes, because acting or reacting to anything that is happening that is really maybe not agreeing with you, isn't compatible with your energy, or the stimulation is uncomfortable or aggravating or irritating or annoying or any of that. Acting when I'm in that state is just a formula for disaster. So really being aware and conscious of, oh, hold on a second. Aware and conscious of how I want to react and what do I want to create. So that's why sometimes the solution is just to be quiet and let the world around you talk and have at it. But just stand there and be there in silence. So that was my lesson yesterday. I'm going to go to the callers, and we have, let's see, area code 630. Area code 630, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on?
I don't know. Can you answer a specific question, or how do you do it?
Oh, please. Okay, so this is it. A specific question is perfect, because I really feel it's hard for me to kind of get a sense when the questions are general. And the thing is, what I do is I don't pretend to be someone that says, okay, I'll tell you what your future is going to be, but I definitely can put you in a place to shift your energy, shift your perspective right now.
Okay, so I just want to know, what do you see for me, career-wise, where I am right now?
Okay, so career. Now, when people call and ask me about career and or relationships or anything like that, what I usually ask a question back, which is, in your life, have you noticed that things have evolved and things happen in a really perfect order? Have you found that maybe in your life you've not necessarily liked everything that's happened, but in the end, you realize that, okay, that happened for a great reason. Has that happened to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yay! Well, so because the next part of this question is, it really doesn't matter career or what's going to happen in the future, and I'll tell you why that question, which I respect, and I know people have a curiosity. But the universe really has this plan where everything unfolds in perfect order. And everything that happens to an individual, to myself, to you, Lisa, to all of us individually, happens because it's here to teach us lessons. It's here to help us grow. It's here to take us to another level of awareness or enlightenment or consciousness. So that's one of the reasons is to be able to trust that and really live in every moment with uncertainty about the future and about the next moment and be okay with that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Answer.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you see anything with it though, or you're saying just you're looking at it from a different perspective. So I understand.
Yeah. So what I really wanted to do is just trust that everything is in order and be okay with this moment. And anytime I'm in the future, I know I'm not totally experiencing the present.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Ah, that was a good question. I love good questions like that. Okay. We're going to go to area code 253, and what's your first name? You are live on Reality Spirituality. Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi. My name's Holly.
Hi, Holly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Am I able to get a message from my grandmother or somebody on the other side?
Well, no, I don't do messages from grandmothers on the other side, but I'll tell you what I do do, because I have a feeling, and you just let me know if I'm off, that you are very intuitive.
Yeah.
Right? And honestly, my dear Holly, you will never need anybody else to speak to or to connect to anybody in your family that's on the other side. Never.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm not sure if I'm getting it correctly, so I just like validation.
Well, I'm here to tell you, I wish you could see me because I'm standing up, my left hand is in the air, and I'm here tell you to bonk you on your cute little head and say, for the rest of your life, you have validation, and for the rest of your life, all of your messages are correct.
Wow, thank you. Can you hear me again?
And I really mean that. And I mean that because one of the things that I like to share on this show is when I was younger, you know, we all have this intuitive, this instinct. We're animals. We have this sixth sense, if you will. And for me, I never practiced it. My parents didn't practice it. They didn't talk about it. They didn't know about it. So it was a while before I embraced and learned about my sixth sense, my intuition. And then beginning to practice it and use it and rely on it and trust it, I know that it's part of all of my decision making. And I have a father and two grandmothers on the other side, and I talk to them any time I want, and they either talk back or they don't. But I'm only saying that is because we all can.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just want you to trust and know your power and know that you have that gift, not only a gift. See, we all have it. It is a gift to all of us, but you have the gift of knowing that you have it, and you have the gift that you use it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, and that's forever. That's forever. Now, not to say that you don't, if you feel like giving somebody a call and asking them too, but I'm just letting you know that you don't need to do that. You have that power yourself. It's like you have your own GPS, your own cell phone to your relatives on the other side, so you don't need to borrow anybody else's.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I like them apples. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I do talk to my brother a lot. I haven't talked to my grandma that much yet.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I try to talk to my dad, sometimes he's busy doing whatever they do up there or around there. Who knows what they're doing?
Yeah. Whole other world we don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. But you can. But if you tune in, you get all your questions answered.
I'm gonna try it all day long.
Yay! All right. Any other questions?
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Okay, good. Perfect. Well, I really thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. Perfect. Thank you, Holly.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, good question. Now, I have a few people in the queue, but, hold on a second, Holly. Okay, there we go. This multitasking. So I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me directly, all you have to do is press the number 1 and I will connect us live. A few people, but not everybody wants to say hi. All right. Okay, let's see. Hold on a second. Area code. Oh, even more people. Yay. Area code 815. Hello, you are live
Hello.
On Reality Spirituality. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
So I've been on my spiritual path for about 2 years, and I've been doing a lot of the work, and I've opened my heart up to unconditional love, and I'm ready for my soulmate. I feel like I am, but I just don't know when or who it's going to be. So if you can give me any insight on what that could be.
I'm smiling because I love, there was a woman that had another question on, not the same, but just wanting to know when. I love questions like that. Why do I love questions like that? You said Carrie, right? Carrie?
Uh-huh.
The reason why I love questions like that is because the universe has a message for everybody that connects with me and has that question.
Mm-hmm.
The question of when, you know, the job or when the soulmate's coming, done all the work, and I'm ready, universe, I'm ready, right? Am I right, Carrie?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me tell you what I'm ready for. I've been doing this radio show for 4 years in August, this, you know, right now, August. I have written a book, and the first edition is out, and I'm editing the second. I have spoken, you know, in different places in the country, not in over the world yet, but in the country. I'm a speaker. And
mm-hmm.
Guess what I'm ready for, Carrie? Guess what I'm ready for?
Are you ready for your soulmate?
No. I'm ready for my own TV show. I'm ready to speak all over the world and fly and to different places and stay at 5-star hotels and have happiness workshops over the weekend and fly back. And I'm ready to live on the top of a hill with overlooking the ocean and the forest. I could smell the trees, the pine cones. That's what I'm ready for, Carrie. I'm ready for that. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Guess what, my dear?
Yes.
When the universe is ready to supply me with any of that, if at all, I will have it. But just because I'm ready doesn't mean that the universe's timing is ready.
Right.
That's what I learned, quote, the hard way.
Tough
That's
love, what, universe.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck?
Yes.
So I hear what you're saying, sister. I hear it. You're ready. And the universe is saying, oh, that's nice.
You know.
Yeah. So in the meantime, so this is what the question that I always get, and I really talk about tough love. I really hate this question. This really bothers me when they ask me this question. They say, well, Rebecca, you're this self-proclaimed happiness specialist, right? And I say, yes, I am. That's me. And then the universe says, well, if you never got your TV show, or if you never got to travel all over the world with your happiness workshops, the importance of happiness workshops, would you still be happy? Would you still be content? Would you still be at peace? Would you still be okay? Would you still trust the plan? Would you still surrender? Would you still flow? Would you? And my dear Carrie, I have to say, what do I have to say?
Yes.
Exactly. How about that for how about that for some crap? I have to say yes.
Right.
So where we want, what we want, what we desire, all of that stuff, yes, okay. But the universe really is teaching me and you and everybody that's listening a huge lesson. And let me throw this out there because this is huge. This energy of dissatisfaction, of being dissatisfied in this moment, for whatever reason, TV show, soulmate's not here, job's not here, whatever, health issues, doesn't matter what it is. That energy of not being satisfied or wanting to know, okay, I have all this universe, what else? I mean, I'm ready for something else. Isn't there more? And the universe just hit me with this one this week, and it really just right between the eyes, a baseball bat right between the eyes. So put your seatbelt on for this one because I didn't get a chance to put my seatbelt on. You ready for this one, Carrie? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said to me, they said, okay, Rebecca, yeah, okay, you want your show, you want this, you want the house, you want the... They said, but we've given you the greatest gift, and you're telling us that that's not enough. You want more. I'm thinking, the greatest gift? What's the greatest gift? What have you given me? What is it? And the answer, the reply back was consciousness. We've given you the gift of consciousness, of being able to be so conscious and aware that you make a choice. You choose your behavior. You choose what you want to receive. You know that everything is in order. You know that that there's a divine plan. You know that you can't stop the universe. You can't slow it down. You can't make it happen. You can't stop it from happening. You know all of that. So it's time to be satisfied with this moment. Because if I'm unsatisfied in this moment, then I'm going to be unsatisfied in my future moments.
Right. Thank you for that insight.
Well, thank you, sweetie, because I couldn't do this show without people like you calling in, not people like you, but you calling in and people calling in with their questions and sharing. So there's thousands of people, if not millions of people, that want to know where their soulmate is. And I get the question. But now we have another perspective.
Right. Absolutely. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh. Well, any other questions?
Okay, I know. I got to live in the moment.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect, perfect. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, everyone. We're going to go to, let's see, I have a few more people in the queue. Anyone want to ask a question? Just press 1. If not, let's see. Trying to multitask here. Great questions today. Soulmate questions, job questions. Just great questions. Okay, well, if I'm going once, going twice, I have a lot of people in the queue, but anyone wants to ask a question, come on live with me, just press 1. If not, I will am going to end the show because we have a lot of great information and a lot of great topics today. Now, what I want to say, here we go. Question, area code 919. You're live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hi.
It's Robert. Hello, Rebecca.
Robert, my friend. Hello, Robert, my friend.
Well, I was hard-pressed to come up with a question, but I finally figured one out.
Oh, please share. First of all, let me just say that Robert Sharp is, I don't even remember how long it's been since we've known each other, and I know we know each other from the radio. He's got his online radio show. Tell everybody your show, Robert, since you're on the air with me, and when it's heard.
It's Bringing Inspiration to Earth, and it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So.
Oh. Okay.
And times vary depending on the guest. So.
All right. Okay. Well, it's a great show, I have to say, especially when I've been a guest. Get it?
They have been happy times, for sure.
That's when the ratings go off the scale. Oh, boy. Hey, Rebecca's on. Woo-hoo. The world has to stop. Okay, what's your question, Robert? What's your question? Thank you so much for calling. Love it.
I'm out of town, so I couldn't get on the computer in the chat room, but I thought I would at least listen in, and enjoy listening to your upbeat tempo on the weekend.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, now this one may be a little bit intense, this question, but...
I love it. I love intense. Yes, hit me with your best shot.
Okay. Did you finally conquer your hair extensions?
Oh, geez, Louise.
That was the best video you put on Facebook. I have to admit, I just laughed and laughed at that.
Really? Okay, well, let me share with my audience a little background information, because there some of them might be in the dark, and then we're going to catch up. Oh, my goodness. So, audience, I don't know. In my 50s, I've never, ever, ever put a wig on. Well, I've put wigs on, but I've never, sported a wig, let's say, as part of my ensemble. And a lot of my coworkers wear extensions and wigs and all this, and I've always wanted to try it, especially when you wake up and you want to get out of the house really quick. It would be quick to put something in your hair, just to pull your hair back and put something in, and a little extension. So I bought some extensions, human hair, and I had a coworker actually go with me to buy it. I didn't even know what kind of hair to buy. Did you know the difference between human hair and synthetic hair, Robert? Do you know the difference, other than just the obvious?
I haven't a clue.
Exactly. Me either. So I needed somebody to go with me to purchase it. Purchased all these strands, this extra hair, and then sort of for the last couple of days, I posted videos of getting my hair extensions put in and by a coworker, and then me trying to put it in myself. So pick up from there and let's see, go to Facebook. Take me with you to Facebook when you opened my video, Robert Sharp.
Oh, well, first of all, I love the short little videos. And then when you started and held up one and then another, I mean, I just roared. I just laughed, and I thought it was just hilarious. I mean, it truly was. And I thought that was funny. And, and I'm sure there are ladies out there who go through very much the same thing you did. But that's something that I'm familiar with, and I just thought it was really funny.
Mm. Well, to the audience too, what I did the day that I tried to put the hair extensions in my own head, which was over an hour. It was a brutal, brutal undertaking. It was one of the hardest challenges. You think just being happy is hard? Putting those hair extensions in is hard. And so that was the day that it was my turn to try it without practice. And so I just really gave up, and I started placing the hair extensions on the top of my head, just like you would a hat, hair extensions, hat, same thing. And luckily they clamped in for some reason. And there you go.
Well,
did I wear it like that all day? No, I didn't wear it like that all day. Come on, I have an ego.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that I really had a good time watching that and enjoy following your short little videos on Facebook. So.
Well, thank you. And what I have to share, since I have you on the phone, is that I enjoy your pictures. I love the pictures that you take. And that last one, well, listen, all of them are really nice, but the one that you took of the moon, you took that of the moon, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah, that blue moon, it was wonderful. I love that.
Mm, it was gorgeous. And out here, it looked like that the sun wasn't even going to be able to go down. The moon was shining so bright.
Yeah. Well, I love my little nature photos. It gives me something to do every morning.
Yeah. Well, what a pleasure, Robert. Man, what a pleasure and what a surprise. I love it. Thank you so much. Do you have any reality spirituality questions? You, listen, come on. You've got to have some kind of problems. Please.
What? No, everything is perfect. My life is absolutely.
Okay.
No. I mean, I just, you know, I really couldn't think of anything, you know, that, you know me. I try not to focus on problem areas. And I read the book on happiness. So, I mean, you know, I put a lot of that stuff into play. So, I mean, you know, I'm generally just a happy guy.
I like it. And it shows, and I can feel it. And I just, what a nice surprise. You made my whole morning. Thank you so much for calling in, Robert. Seriously, thank you.
You're very welcome. Talk to you later and have a great day.
Okay, you too. Oh, what a nice surprise. I love that. I love surprises. Aw. I'm just going to have a smile on my face the whole day because of that young man. Okay, now I have to make an announcement because I will be out of town for the next 2 weeks. Now, I'm not going to be out of town for 2 weeks, but just how the plane arriving and landing happens to be on a Friday to a Saturday, so I'm going to miss weekends. I'm not going to promise, but I might be able to do a Sunday show both Sundays, but I'm not going to promise because, you know me, I'm usually in the inspiration. So for 2 weeks, next weekend, at least next Saturday for sure, and the week after, Reality Spirituality is going to be on vacation. Where am I going? Good question. I might have to do a short Where is Rebecca Going Again on a Trip video on Facebook. Maybe I'll do that again. Yes, maybe. We'll see. So Reality Spirituality will be off on vacation for the next 2 weeks, returning for sure on, the date. Well, just follow the post on Facebook and then also on Twitter. And so my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow us on Facebook on Reality, at Reality Spirituality. Go to Reality Spirituality and like the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington on Twitter. And I just want to remind you, my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on my website. You can, if you want an autographed copy, just send me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and or you can get it on Amazon or Lulu, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And then I want to remind you that you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey, and it is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now. Real good.